Spin 103.8, you're welcome back to Spin Talk with Lauren. Now, Andrew Lloyd Webber's Tony Award-winning musical Sunset Boulevard is making its way to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre this November, the 21st to the 25th. And we're very excited about it, and I'm delighted to say that West End leading lady Rhea Jones joins me on the line now. Hi, Rhea. Thanks for coming on.
Hello. Hi, my pleasure.
You've been with this show for quite some time, Rhea.
Well, I've been associated with it, yes, because I workshopped it originally when Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote it all that time ago.
Okay. For people maybe who aren't familiar with Sunset Boulevard, what's the story about?
Well, basically, it centres around two main characters, really. Joe Gillis, a writer, struggling writer in Hollywood, and Norma Desmond, who's a faded silent movie star. And they meet and they end up in, I'd say, a love affair that ends rather tragically. The other two characters that are featured a lot are Max, her butler, and Betty Schaefer, another writer. And it's basically a story of the human condition and how two characters that are struggling in life for very different reasons draw strength from each other and they use each other. It's based on a 1950s Billy Wilder film, Sunset Boulevard, which starred Gloria Swanson and William Holden. And a lot of people that come to see the show don't really know the story. And by the end of it, are like, wow, I'm going to go and watch the film. Because for me, I think it's one of the most dramatic endings of a musical ever written. And certainly one of Andrew's, I think, best scores. And Norma Desmond is a dream role to play as an actress because she has so many colours and layers to her. You know, she's this aged Hollywood huge star of her time and now a recluse in this mansion that she lives, a deluded life where she thinks she's still going to make it in the movies. Mm. Now talkies are all the rage. She wants to be another go at it. And she's written a script that basically she gets Joe Gillis to help her with.
Okay.
Because she believes she can make a return to the movies as a talking film star as opposed to silent movie.
And as you rightly said there, the score is just incredible. People love the music composed by Andrew Lloyd Webber. Your character, Norma Desmond, it's such an incredible story how you came to play this part this time round. You were Glenn Close's understudy. What happened? How did you manage to become Norma Desmond full time?
Yeah, well, it was I think I went on in April 2016 or May. I can't remember the date now. I should have it etched on my memory, really. Mm-hmm. But it was at the Coliseum, yeah, and I was standby to Glenn. I wasn't actually in the show. I was literally standing by in the wings every night in case of illness or an accident or whatever.
Okay.
And that came, I got a call 9:30 in the morning on a Thursday morning to say, I'm on standby. I might be on that night. And then 3:30 the same day, I got the call to say, yep, you're on. And I'd only had 2 3-hour calls to stage the show. I'd never sung it through with the orchestra. I'd never rehearsed it with the rest of the principals. So it was pretty scary, but I'd done my homework and I knew I was ready. And I knew I'd be faced with a lot of, I don't know, just disappointed people, you know, of course.
Yeah, people were there, yeah, to see Glenn Close.
But, you know, it's not Glenn Close in concert. It was Glenn Close in Sunset Boulevard. So the show must go on. There were other actors in the show that were fantastic. And somebody had to play her, you know, because the show had to go on. And that was me. And so I knew when the boos came and the shouts for We Want Our Money Back came, I knew it wasn't necessarily at me. It was the fact that they were very disappointed they weren't seeing Glenn Close. So, in a way, it made me more determined to go on there and do the best job I could, you know, and stay as true as I could to Norma Desmond, the character. And I did, and they were incredible. They just, after my first number, which is With One Look, which is a great song, which Norma sings within the first 4 minutes of her being on stage, they just went crazy after it. And I thought, oh, wow, okay. I've got them on my side. I've got to keep them on my side for the next 2 hours or 2.5 hours. It was a really incredible... incredible time, how four performances after doing this for 34 years and having a great career, but how four performances can then just change your career path just by being, I guess, the old saying, at the right place at the right time, but also the right show.
Yeah.
And the right age, finally, having played it in the workshop at age 24, fast forward 26 years, you know. So it was a great, great time. And yes, in the audience of one of my performances was the producer, Michael Harrison, and he rang me the next day and said, we have to do this show with you, you know, playing it in your own right. And I just thought, oh, that's showbiz talk. You know, I've had promises, you know, so many times over the years and they never come to fruition. But this one actually has. And here I am, yes, playing her 8 times a week around the country I must say, I'm very proud of the production.
It's a fabulous production. And just to go back to that night very briefly, 6 minutes is how long that standing ovation lasted for you at the end of the show.
Yeah.
And flowers from Glenn Close afterwards.
Yeah.
Like,
it was so overwhelming. But, you know, I just think sometimes you just, if you keep at it, it can happen and it does happen. And, you know, I'm just thrilled that I've got the chance to play her in my own right and get her out of my system in a way, because I think I would have always wondered and wanted to have played the role, I guess. So,
yeah. And I know what you mean about, yeah, being in the right place at the right time, but also to take your chances when you get them. And it's such an incredible production. We can't wait to see you in Dublin, Ria. As I said, you're coming the 21st to the 25th. Tickets are still available. People can contact the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. Thank you so much for your time today.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you. I'll see you there.